Excuse me, turn in your Bibles this morning.
请我们翻开圣经。
Isaiah 14.
第以赛亚书第十四章。
Isaiah 14. We'll be reading the 13th and the 14th verses.
我们会读十三到十四节。
These two verses is speaking of the attitude of the heart of Satan, the devil, our adversary.
在这里讲到这个撒旦就是神的仇敌，他心里面的一个状态。
Verse 13, but you said in your heart, speaking of Satan, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mount of the assembly. In the recesses of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will make myself like the Most High.
你心里就是魔鬼心里面曾说，我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众星以上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处，我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。
Genesis chapter 3,
我们再翻开创世纪第三章。
This chapter speaks of the fall of man.
这里讲到人的堕落。
We're going to read one verse 15.
我们读第十五节。
This is God speaking.
在这里是神在那里说。
And I will put enmity. This is a great hatred. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel.
我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
And then John 3:16.
那我们再看约翰福音三章十六节。
John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have God's life, eternal life.
十六节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Ephesians 6,
我们再看以弗所书。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Ephesians verse 10.
以弗所书第六章第十节。
Finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness.Against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places.
第十节，我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
And then 1 Thessalonians.
那我们再看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Chapter 5, verse 16, 17, and 18.
第五章第十六到十八节。
These are very short.Verses.
这是一节很短的经节。
Three of the shortest verses in the Bible.
是三个最短的经节之一。
But they take our whole lifetime to come into the reality of.
但是花我们一整生的年间呢，能够进入这个经节的实际。
Verse 16, rejoice always.
要常常喜乐。
Verse 17, pray without ceasing.
十七节，不住地祷告。
And verse 18, in everything give thanks.For this is God's will for you in Christ.
第十八节，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再多点祷告。
Father, we're thankful this morning for inviting us around your table.
天父，我们感谢你，你邀请我们来进入你的桌子。
We're thankful that we can start the week in.That is ahead of us on resurrection ground.
我们感谢你，因为我们能够在这一周之前能够进入你的复活的境地。
We can start this week at the base of the cross.
我们能够来到十字架的跟前。
Declaring it's finished.
来宣告主的工作已经完成了。
That the work of the enemy has been dealt with.
仇敌的工作已经被打败了。
And that we can enter this week in fullness of life.
我们能够进入主生命的丰盛。
Only because of Jesus.
因为耶稣。
We thank you now for your word.
我们谢谢你要跟我们讲的话。
Speak this morning for your children are listening.
求你来向我们说话，因为你的子民静听。
We thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
2 weeks ago, we were in Toronto, Canada.
两个礼拜之前，我们去了加拿大Toronto.
120 youth from around the United States and Canada had gathered for a week-long conference.
大概在美国还有加拿大有120多位青少年在那里有一个特别的聚会。
My wife and I were responsible for one of the workshops in the afternoons.
我跟我的姊妹在那里负责下午的有一个特别的分享。
Through living together, eating all of our meals together, fellowshipping together, we grew close to these young people during that week time.
在那一个礼拜当中，我们跟他们一起住宿，一起分享，一起有交通，我们跟他建立一个很亲密的关系。
Saturday morning, they gathered together in the parking lot to go their various separate ways.
那么到了礼拜六，他们就在那个停车场那里聚集，对吧？准备回到个人的家里面。
And I was struck by a very sobering thought.
那时候主一个很深刻的一个思念呢就进到我里面。
Many of you have experienced the conference and you know of the feeling of being in the presence of God for a week period.
你们多数人参加过特别聚会能够享受到这种在一个整个礼拜在主的桌前在那里享受的那种感觉。
These young people had entered into this week withmany pressures.
那个这些青少年呢他们刚来的时候是很多的压力的。
But as the Lord had ministered to their hearts, there was a buoyancy, there was an uplifting, experiencing God.
但是经过主的话语就把他们心里面的重担除去他们就能够感觉到神的同在。
And they were ready to go, continue in college, they were ready to go back and finish their senior year,With a lot of excitement.
他们能够带着一个很兴奋的心情，预备回去他们的学校，他们的大学里面。
And the Lord gave a flash of light, sort of in my heart, and I thought of this word, cannon fodder.
主就给我一闪间就一个意念进到我里面，主就让我看见这个大炮的大炮的食物。
Cannon fodder is a military word.
这个大炮的食物是个军队里面的这个特殊用语。
And many times in the history of military wars, we have seen where many soldiers have become cannon fodder.
在自古以来所有的战争里面，我们看到多少的这些士兵就成为大炮的食物。
It happens when there are many cannons, large artillery, in place and have been put there long before the opposing army arrives.
因为那种开始是很多的大炮就一排的被射列在这些士兵来之前。
This happened in the Pacific during World War II.
这个这样子的情形发生在这个太平洋战争第二次世界大战的时候。
Islands like Okinawa.
好像日本的那个 Okinawa 那个岛。
Saipan. These islands were well fortified by Japanese troops.
这些岛屿呢都装备了很多的日本的士兵。
And when the Allied soldiers came ashore, they would just mow them down.
当那个联军进来的时候，这些大炮就开始攻击，这些士兵就一个一个全部倒下去。
In World War I, this happened to the whole flower of England, the youth of England.
在 World War II, 第一次世界大战是同样事情也发生在英国的那些青年的士兵身上。
Tens of thousands of young men were just absolutely decimated, destroyed.
多少成千上万的这些年轻的生命就在这个大炮的摧残之下就失去了他们的生命。
As superior guns would open up on young men with just a small hand rifle.
这个大炮呢在那里一直的扫射，那这些士兵只有带着一个小小的这个来佛步枪。
And these young men became food for these cannons.
所以这些年轻的士兵就成为这个大炮的食物。
And I saw there in Toronto these young kids getting in the cars with their children, catching buses to go to the airport as cannon fodder.
我看到这些青少年在他们要离开这个停车场的时候，我想到他们好像这些大炮的食物。
They were excited, but in one sense did not have a clue of the world.
他们心里面是很兴奋，但是他们心里面没有料想到这个世界是什么样的情形。
Did not have a clue that the enemy was not discouraged because they had just had a wonderful week with the Lord.
那个仇敌并不会因为他们与神有一个礼拜多的这个特别的这个亲近呢就惧怕了。
Our enemy has many, many strategies.
因为仇敌有非常多的这个攻击的这个技巧。
And he has been faced many times with revivals in hearts of people.
他也面对了很多这些兴奋奋兴会之后的这些圣徒。
And he sits back just like he did after he tempted Jesus, and he just bides his time, waiting for another opportunity.
他面对这个情形，他就退后一步，他在那里静静的，他要等候他的机会。
And it was at that time, as I was watching these young people leave, that I began to pray.
所以当我看到这些青少年他们开始要离开的时候，我想到这个心里面的感觉，我就开始为他们祷告。
And something began to brew in my heart regarding battle for life.
所以这个属灵生命的征战这个信息在我心里面开始在那里不断的产生。
We are in a battle.
我们实际上是参与这个征战。
And then when I came back, the brothers asked if I would share at the end of this month.
当我回来以后，弟兄问我要不要在这个月底来分享。
And the way the schedule worked, would I share also next Sunday in the month of September?
我刚好这个月底还有下个月初，我能够有两次机会的分享。
Now you who are here often know that one person usually does not share 2 weeks in a row.
你们来这里参加聚会都知道，通常弟兄不会在连续的两个礼拜分享。
And I said to the brethren, I have something on my heart.
我就跟弟兄讲，我心里面主给我一些话。
I think it'll be okay, Lord willing.
如果是主愿意的话，这样子安排也可以。
Because of this subject, this battle for life.
因为这个属灵生命的征战，
I would like to just even this morning consider just one thought. We're in a battle.
我今天早上就先分享一点，我们是参与在这个属灵征战里面。
And then next week, Lord willing, fellowship on winning this battle.
那么下个礼拜，如果主愿意的话，我会继续分享如何在这个征战里面得胜。
Now we don't want to spend this whole half an hour just painting a very dismal picture.
我们不愿意在这个花这个半小时时间给你一部好像很恐怖的这个图画。
We even started just a few minutes ago by saying it's finished.
因为我们在开始之前，我们知道主已经在这个征战上得胜了。
But we need to be reminded, I know I do, that a battle exists.
但是我必须要被提醒，我知道至少我个人需要常常被提醒，这个征战是存在着。
One of the great strategies of the enemy is just to go about his business and not let us Christians realize we're even in battle.
这个仇敌的技巧之一就是让我们没有意识到我们是在这征战里面。
One of the frightening things of 9/11.
在911事件 有一个很可怕的事情
is that we had an enemy that was trained by us in our own country.
是在我们的自己的国家范围之内 有这个仇敌在那已经被训练是驻营在我们自己国家里面。
The people who destroyed the Twin Towers were trained by our pilots.
这个摧毁那个双子星大楼的这个飞机师是被我们这边的飞机师所训练出来的。
They used our planes.
而且他用了我们自己的飞机。
All of their training was by our facilities.
他们所接受的训练都是从我们的提供的设备所带出来的。
Those 13 some men would take trips back and forth from the East Coast and the West Coast and just observe.All the actions of the pilots and the stewards.
那13名左右的这个这些恐怖分子是他们经常的从东岸西岸在那里飞来看观看那些飞机师怎么样的驾驶飞机。
It's what we call an inside job.
所以是一个内部的一个计谋。
This is the way the enemy functions.
所以我们的仇敌也是这样子的做。
Last week, our brother shared again for about the third time on the subject of life.
上个礼拜，我们的弟兄他再一次的分享，第三个主题有关于生命的事情。
He's been sharing with us on the various aspects of life.
他跟我们分享这个生命的各个角度的一个特质。
Life and its liberating effect.
因为生命本身能够释放出自由。
God's life and its light. We're no longer in darkness.
生命就叫我们能够进入神的光，就不在黑暗里面。
Light and last week related to discipline. Out of this light comes discipline. Life comes discipline.
从这个属灵生命里面就能够产生出这个管教。
God has given us His life.
神把他自己的生命给我们。
God and life are synonymous. They're the same.
Synonym. Okay. 神和这个生命是一个同义字。
That's why when we read that familiar verse, John 3:16, God gave us eternal, His life.
就是为什么刚才读约翰福音第三章十六节说神将永生给我们。
This doesn't refer to just duration of time.
永生这里不是指仅仅的指的是一段的时间。
This is a quality of life second to none.
这是指到一种具有特别性质的生命。
This is the very life of the Lord Jesus.
这个生命的特质就存在基督耶稣里面。
This is the very nature. This is the very character of the Lord.
这是主耶稣本身的特性。
This is God Himself.
这就是神自己。
it doesn't say it's a gift. Life is a gift from God.
并不是说生命是神给我们的一个礼物。
What does it say?
这经文上怎么说的？
It's a gift of God.
这是一个从神自己产生出来的一个礼物。
God gives us Himself.
换句话说，就是神把他自己给我们。
There are a lot of soldiers in Iraq right now.
现在在伊拉克有许多的士兵。
And their wives and their mothers and their girlfriends send them packages.
他们的亲人就从各处送给他们这些那个包装啊礼物。
And being a former soldier, I know how much you enjoy those letters and packages from home.
以前我当过兵，所以我很了解他们是怎么样兴奋，希望能够得到这些礼物。
These are gifts from their wives.
这些是从他们的太太那里送来的礼物。
But it's a big difference if that wife were to put a bow around herself, get on an airplane and go to Iraq and walk in and say, I'm the gift.
但是更不同的是，如果那个太太能够把自己装在箱子里面，放上一个蝴蝶结，亲自的运送到伊拉克的战场，然后说我就是要来送给你的礼物。
God doesn't give us something out of a slot machine.
神不是从一个贩卖机里面这个给我们一个礼物。
I give you myself.
他说我把我自己给你。
Every single thing that's missing in you.
你生命当中所缺乏的事情
，the joy that is missing in you，
你缺乏的喜乐
，the patience that is missing in all of us，
你缺乏的耐性
，the anger that is in you，
你里面的怒气
，and I'm including myself in all of these，
我当然我自己都包括在里面
，the envy， the jealousy，
尊敬还有嫉妒
，I replace that and give you me。
我把那些取代，我把我自己来交换，来放在你里面。
In me is joy everlasting.
因为在我里面有永恒的喜乐。
This is the gift.
这就是礼物。
And as we have read in these chapters,
当我们读这些经文的时候，
these verses at the beginning, there is someone trying to prevent us from receiving that.
我们就读到说有一个仇敌要禁止我们能够得到这个礼物。
And it's not just outside, but it's also inside.
并不是光从外面来的这个抵挡，也有从里面来的。
By nature, we are not joyful.
因为我们的天然的本性是不喜乐的。
By nature, we are angry people.
因为我们的天然就是一个很容易生气的人。
And therefore, a need for another life.
所以我们需要另外一种的生命。
And the Lord desires to give us that new nature.
所以神的意，神极愿意把他这个属他的本性来给我们。
This battle started long before time.
这个征战从自古以来就有了。
We just read two verses in Isaiah 14.
我们从以赛亚书第十四章那里读了两个经节。
Ezekiel 28,
以西结书第二十八章
also covers the whole chapter covers something of the heart of the enemy.
在那里也在那里阐述了这个从仇敌来的那种的心情，二十八章整章。
And there in Isaiah 14,
所以在
Isaiah yes 14,
以赛亚书第十四章。
And that first phrase.Verse 13, I will ascend to heaven.
在那第一节说，我要升到天上。
We see the attitude of the heart of that which has also poisoned us.
我们看到魔鬼的这一种的心境，其实同时的也产生了在我们里面也产生了这个影响。
Here is this beautiful cherub.
在这个漂亮的这个基路伯前面
，the most brilliant of all creation，
是神最出众的一个创造物。
The most beautiful, the son of the morning, he was called。
其实他叫做明亮之星，早晨之子。
But He was not satisfied with his position.
但是他对自己的这个职位他并不满意。
He was subject to God. He was a created being.
他是在神以下，他是被造者。
And like us, who have also eaten of his poisoned spirit, we often do not like our place and our position.
我们受的他被毒素影响的这个灵呢，我们在我们里面也常常对我们的环境不满意。
What has been dealt to us in life often seems unfair to us.
好像在我们身上产生的这些管教啊、环境啊，好像我们觉得不公平。
And often we spend our whole life trying to change our environment.
所以我们花了很多的时间想要改善我们的环境。
If I could just change the person I live with.
如果我可以改变我要跟他一起同住的这个人
If they would just be a little bit neater a little bit neater a little bit cleaner
或许我希望我跟我一起住的这个人呢能够比较干净一点爱干净一点
And if you live with someone who's very compulsive and has got to have everything perfect you sayI just wish I lived with someone who would just relax a little bit.
或者你跟一个有洁癖的人住在一起，你说，但我真是希望跟一个不要那么紧张的人住在一起。
This whole thing in us comes right here from Isaiah 14:13. I will ascend.
这样子的心境其实都是源自于刚才我们读第十三节的那里，我要升到天上。
Five times.In these two verses, we see, I will.
接下来有五次都提到说我要。
And of course, at that moment, we have a war between God and Lucifer.
在那时候神与这个撒旦就开始了这个征战。
And that war continued even into the human race there in Genesis 3.Genesis 3:15.
这个征战一直延续到创世纪里，到人类的历史里面。
The woman listened to the serpent.
那时候女人听那个蛇的话。
She probably felt that she wasn't getting a square deal either with God and her husband.
她觉得或许神没有很公平的来对待她和她的丈夫。
It really would be nice.To be as smart as God.
我可能比他现在更聪明，成为像神一样的会更好。
Maybe my husband will listen to me.
这样子的话，我先生就会听我了。
And she listened, and she became spiritually dead.
她听了这样子的一个错误的劝告，她属灵里面就进入了黑暗跟死亡。
And now the human race was in a battle against God's life.
那么人的生命就跟神的生命开始为仇为敌。
And this battle has raged from there in the garden right down to this very minute.
从征战从那时候就开始一直到我们现在。
It can be raging even in our hearts, even right now.
可以在我们里面不断地涌出来心里面有这个同样的征战。
There can be an irritation, a frustration right now.
就是现在我们里面就有可能会有好像别人触动我们或者觉得很愁烦。
If you know God this morning, you know what that battle is like.
如果你认识神，你会知道这样子征战是像什么样子。
Even within your own person, there's a battle.
在你人，在你这个人的本身就有一个征战。
And until that battle within each one of us is calmed,
一直到这个征战呢，在我们里面呢，能够平息下来。
We will also be at battle with one another.
我们会把同样的这种的征战带到跟人相处的中间。
So the first thing that has to happen is that this thing has to be resolved here with God.
所以这要真正要带回到神的面前让神来解决
And next week we will spend more time on winning this battle
我们下个礼拜花更多的时间来讲在这个征战上我们要如何来得胜
When we get to Genesis 4 we have a murder
从创世纪第四章那里我们看到那里有一个谋杀别人的人
This Bible, in one sense, could be called the battle for life. The story of the battle for life.
圣经上从一个角度来看，可以说这是一本阐述属灵生命的征战。
And we don't even get out of the fourth chapter, and we have another murder.
那么第四章还没结束，就有另外一个谋杀的事件发生。
Abel stood for life.
亚伯代表生命。
Abel could not do anything in his life without the blood of the Lord Jesus.
亚伯不能够再用他自己的力量来做任何的事情，除非神的羔羊的血涂抹在上面。
If Abel was here this morning, when he would come in, he would say, "I cannot take this cup without the blood of Christ."
如果亚伯今天能够来到我们当中来说话，他会说：“我不能够喝这个苦杯，除非主耶稣的宝血来遮盖。”
He would say.As he takes the cup, I am a sinner saved by grace.
他会说，我是一个罪人蒙主恩。
Life.
他是代表生命。
Not his life, God's life.
不是他自己的生命，是神的生命。
When he spilled that blood as worship to the Lord, he was pouring out the Lord's blood.
当他那里杀那个羔羊的血要献上的时候，他知道这个是预表耶稣的羔羊。
And we know in picture form that blood represents life.
我们也知道这个羔羊的血呢代表主耶稣的生命。
But when Cain comes, he comes, "Here I am, Lord, Cain."
但是该隐的他来的态度就不一样，他就说我在这里。
There's nothing in life I can't do.
在我的生命里面没有一件事情我办不到的。
I can even worship you.
我自己就能够来敬拜你。
But it says that none of us can worship.
其实圣经上讲说，我们没有一个人能够来敬拜主。
Worship is simply the Christ in us adoring the Christ above.
其实敬拜是在我们里面的基督在那里爱慕在天上的基督。
And the battle continued to rage right there in Genesis.
在创世纪那里，这个征战就一直的接续下去。
Until in the day of Noah, it came down to there is.Only one family standing for life, capital L, God's life.
一直到这个挪亚的世代，只有一个家庭里在那里在持续的神的生命，为着神的生命来征战。
But one man.
只有一个人。
One man stood.
一个人站稳。
Today, the church is called in the New Testament one new man.
今天我们的教会就在 新约的圣经里面讲到说是一个新造的人。
We stand together.
我们聚在一起，站在一起。
We put on the whole armor.
我们穿上全副的军装。
The whole armor is a picture of all of us. One of us faith. One of us a shield. One of us. None of us put it all on by ourselves. It's together we put on this armor.
是一个整体一起来穿上全副的军装，有人戴着头盔，有人戴着拿着长枪。
Noah stood for life.
挪亚预表生命，属灵的生命。
All the world was clamoring around him, and he says, "I am going to take care of Christ, the picture of the ark."
其他的人都在那里喧嚷，在那里讥笑他，但是他说我要来照顾这个船，这是预表到基督的生命。
And after that we have this little story called Babel.
然后在这挪亚的世代之后又有一个小的故事，就是讲到巴别塔的事情。
Man again saying, "I am going to build a name for myself."
人又在那里说我要自己造一座 高塔。
And the life of God is forgotten.
神的生命就完全被淡忘了。
Where man usurps that life and says and puts his own life in place.
人篡夺的这个神的生命，把自己要放在那个高位上。
And then we have that beautiful story of Abraham.
之后我们就看到来到这个亚伯拉罕的这个故事里面。
And there are so many examples in his life of this battle.
在他的这个一生当中，我们看到许多的这个图画，就是有关于这个属灵生命跟的征战。
Just the difference between Abram and Lot.
就是在亚伯兰跟罗德这两个人身上也有不同。
Lot chose the world. He chose life, small l.
罗德在那里选拣选这个属世的这个生命。
He was always looking out for himself. He was not looking for God's life.
他在那里拣选，他为自己在那里寻找，他不是要来寻求神的旨意。
When given the choice of fields, he says, "I want the best field."
当他们面对一个选择的时候，他就选择说，我要最好的那一块地。
He wanted to live close to Sodom.
他要住在那个索多玛俄摩拉城的附近。
And all through Lot's life, we see Abraham rescuing him, bringing him back to life, capital L.
所以我们看到之后，亚伯拉罕多少次来抢救罗德，把他带回这个神的生命的这一边。
But he seemed to never catch on.
但是罗德好像永远没有明白。
And then we see the battle between Ishmael and Isaac that rages to this day.
后来我们就又看到这个征战是产生在以斯玛利跟这个以撒的这个两个后裔的身上。
Isaac representing something that's born of the Spirit of life.
以撒代表从灵生来的生命。
Ishmael representing that of death. That which man produces.
以斯玛利代表从人出来的生命，就是从死亡出来的生命。
Oh, how man loves to initiate.
人很容易喜欢自己来产生来。
Anytime we initiate anything, it can be as simple as buying a car.
我们如果是从我们自己起意要做的事情，或者是很简单，就是要买部车。
God is left out of the picture. His life.The battle is lost.
神就被隔绝，神就被放在一边，这个生命就断绝了。
How he wants to be inquired upon every moment of the day.
神要我们在凡事上都来求问他。
Abraham learned how to inquire, how to ask the Lord, how to worship, how to build an altar.
亚伯拉罕学习在凡事上来求问他，在每一个地方他就那里筑坛 来求问敬拜神。
Every time Abraham came to a crossroads, we see, and he built an altar.
每一次亚伯拉罕来到一个十字架十字路口的时候，他就那里筑一座坛，他敬拜求问神。
That altar is actually where we started even today, around the Lord's table.
那个祭坛其实就像我们今天早上我们在主的桌前。
That altar is a picture of the cross.
那是一个十字架的一个图画。
And every morning when we get up, we start right there at that altar, at the foot of the cross.
每天我们早上醒来就应该来到这个十字架的跟前。
The very life of God for us comes out of the foot of that cross, that blood.
神的生命就从我们借着我们来到十字架的跟前来充满我们。
Abraham touched that continuously.
亚伯拉罕的一生，他不断的在那里触摸来迎接神的生命。
And so did his son Isaac.
他的儿子以撒也是一样。
And in Genesis 26, we see Isaac digging these wells.
我们在创世纪第六章看到以撒挖井。
And the Philistines would keep closing them up. Life has always been.There's a competition going on all the time.
后来腓力士人就一直来把他们的井又把它填了，所以我们看到那个生命常常会受到别人来攻击。
But he would never give up.
但是以撒没有放弃。
He would just dig another well.
他没有关系，他再去挖另外一座井。
He would recover a well that Abraham had already dug in the past.
甚至于他把那个被亚伯拉罕曾经挖过的井的被埋起来的，再把它恢复了。
And each one of those wells was life.
每一个
Isaac's heart.
每一个井都代表以撒里面的生命。
And we get to Jacob.
那我们后来又来到这个雅各。
We know the battle that went on in his life.
我们知道雅各身上的征战。
Battle first of all, just even with his own brother.
甚至于就是从他自己的亲生兄弟里面开始的。
And then we have Joseph and his brethren.
然后又有约瑟和他的兄弟。
Joseph stood for life.
约瑟又预表的属灵的生命。
Took years for his brothers to come in. Finally, we see Judah and the other brothers coming into this life.
花了很多年的时间，最后他其他的兄弟能够来接纳这个犹大，就是神的生命。
And Joseph's life was a very positive time.
约瑟的生命是一个非常积极的生命。
All the plentifulness that was there in Joseph's life, a picture of the Lord Jesus.
在约瑟的生命在那预表一个丰盛，就是预表到主耶稣生命的丰盛。
Did the enemy give up?
但是仇敌是不是因此就放弃了呢？
The next thing we see is Israel, 400 years.In prison, in bondage, in Egypt.
我们看到约瑟之后，就是以色列人在他们的被掳之地呢，四十年都是在捆锁里面，在为奴的当中。
So all through history, we see this ebb and flow of life and death.
在这个四百年当中呢，我们看到属灵的生命，好像忽起忽落。
It's as if the enemy is just about.Has won the whole battle.
好像仇敌呢，在那里好像已经要全胜了。
But then, of course, we know Moses.
但是我们知道，这个神就差遣了摩西，进到这个生命的这个征战里面。
But then the children of Israel for 40 years, even though they were delivered, they never came into the fullness of life.
但是这个以色列人被带领进到这个旷野里面四十年的漂流，但是却没有让他们进到这个生命的丰盛里面。
But Joshua did. Joshua crossed over.
只有约书亚跟加勒，他越过了约旦河，进入了丰盛的里面。
Joshua symbolically left those 12 stones in the bottom of the Jordan River.
约书亚甚至于这个预表性的把那十二个石头呢，把它足在这个约旦河的中间。
This is our old life. We're leaving it here in the Jordan.
他说，这个是我们的旧的生命，我们把它留在这个约旦河里面。
Galatians 2:20 is right there in those 12 stones. I am crucified with Christ, buried.
加拉太书那里讲到说，我已经把我的旧有的生命，与基督同钉十字架了，同埋葬了。
My anger.
我的旧的脾气。
My fears.
我的害怕
my wondering
我的困惑
and Joshua came out on the victory side into the fullness of Christ
约书亚就进到这个属灵丰盛的生命里面
but it came with a battle
但是他进入以后就开始了征战
and the book of Judges we see the battle again is lost
但是进到四世纪里面好像这个征战又失败了
and the people are doing what's right in their own eyes
那时候个人行自己眼中看为好的事
and then we have that dear woman Hannah praying for life
但是主又兴起哈拿她为着她自己不能生育来祷告
we're not talking sisters just about spiritual life here physical life
我们不是指这个肉身做姊妹的这个生命而已
each one of you God has called you to be a Hannah
每一个神都呼召你要来做哈拿。
We have a lot of pregnant women. We have a lot of babies in this group right here.
我们当中有许多怀孕的姊妹，也有很多新生儿。
And I often say, why do you want to have a baby?
我常常问他们，为什么你要有你要有婴孩
？Just to get a response.
我就是想要问问他们的反应如何。
And one gets a lot of different answers.
但是我常常得到很多不同的答案。
But there is only one answer.
但是其实只有一个答案。
Hannah knew that.
Hannah 心里面很明白。
I am giving birth for God's child.
我要来生出一个归给神的儿子。
I am a steward of this child.
我只不过是这个孩子的管家而已。
To raise this child for the Lord.
我要代替神来抚育这个孩子。
That when I am gone, there will be someone who says, "For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord."
所以当我从这人世间离开的时候，会有一个人兴起说，至于我和我家，我们都要进，我们都要服侍耶和华。
And God gave Hannah Samuel.
所以神因着他的心愿，就把撒母耳给他。
And Samuel brought in the king.
撒母耳就带进这个大卫王。
King David, a picture of the Lord Jesus.
大卫王预表主耶稣。
That's our calling. That's our children's calling. That's our grandchildren.Children's calling. It's all the same.
那是我们的呼召，也是我们儿子的呼召，也是我们将来的孙子的呼召。
Our calling isn't to be physicians.
我们的呼召不是要成为一个大医生。
Or engineers, or lawyers, or teachers, or housewives.
或者工程师，家庭主妇，或者是老师。
Our calling is all the same, and that is to bring in life every day.
我们的呼召是都是一样，就是每一天我们要来带进这个带出这个属灵的生命。
First ourselves, then our children, and our grandchildren.
从我们自己开始，然后从孩子，然后从我们的孙子也同样出来。
Hannah saw this. David saw this.
哈拿有看见这个异象，这个大卫也同样看见。
And then we have the history of the kings, and we see.Some represented life, and some represented, and many represented death.
大卫之后就带入这个列王记，那么列王里面也有许多好的王代表生命，不好的王代表这个死亡的。
Even to the place where Israel, God's testimony here on earth of life, was taken into captivity. Yeah, I'll say it again. If I can remember.
All right.
God took his took Israel into captivity.
后来这个以色列人被掳。
That's good. and it seemed for a time.That life was lost.
所以好像一段时间，这个属灵的生命又消灭了。
And again, we know that there was the time of Ezra and Nehemiah.
但是我们知道在这当中也有像尼希米。
Two whole books of the Bible just on battle alone.
他们以斯拉记，他们这两卷书都是在讲到征战。
Something of life was again resurrected.
这个生命 又再一次复活了。
And then 400 years quiet.
40年之后又静默了。400年之后又静默了。
Like a dark age.
好像一个黑暗时期。
But we know what happened.
但是我们知道什么事情产生。
The Messiah came in life.
弥赛亚却在这当中来出现。
And that life, as we saw in John 3:16, is for us.
那个生命呢，就是神在约翰福音三章十六节要给我们的永生。
But it's a battle all the way.
但是这个一直都是也都是属灵的征战。
Jesus' whole life was a battle.
耶稣自己的一生都是一个征战。
30 years in Nazareth, obscure, it was a battle.
30年在那个拿撒勒那个地方默默无闻是一个征战。
Think of the number of temptations Jesus would have loved just to straighten out his parents.
多少次这个他也面临了这样子的试探，他要来改正他的父母。
Straighten out his siblings.
或者要来改正他的兄弟姊妹。
But he let God do all that.
但是他让神来做。
He quietly just let God.Prepare him.
他自己默默无声，让神来自己预备他。
His aim was the cross.
他的目标只是对准的十字架。
Where he would finish this battle.
那么他的在那里，他能够完成这个征战。
Once and for all.
一次就献上了，就完成了。
And that's where we come in.
这个就是我们能够到今天的这个地步。
Jesus is not physically on this earth today.
主耶稣不是在肉身在这地上，
But we are.
但是我们在，
And he is in us in spirit.
他在我们的灵里面。
And the same battle that he and all of his predecessors had to fight, we now have that same battle.
他跟他之前的这些这些祖父们他的先祖所要面临的征战呢，跟我们现在一样。
We gave this survey of the Bible this morning. It's very, very brief.
我们在这里有一个短短的这个复习这个圣经上的历史。
We gave this survey just to show, in a small way, the battle that rages.
我是要给你一幅图画，就看到这个征战在那里起起伏伏的不断的产生。
It is very real.
是非常的真实的。
But there is an answer.
但是主有答案的。
And I will just mention that scripture in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16, 17, and 18.
我刚才读到，我们刚才读到这个《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章。
And we will elaborate on that more next time.
我们下次会更加的来阐述说明。
There in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice always.
在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章，主要我们要常常喜乐。
There is nothing that settles an unsettled spirit like rejoicing.
在喜乐里面，我们没有一个灵是在那里起伏的。
Now that's the good news, but the bad news is none of us have joy.
这个是一个好消息，但是我们的实际是常常没有喜乐。
Joy is something that comes from above.
因为这个喜乐是从天上而来的。
Joy is something that's a part of that life, capital L.
喜乐是那个属灵生命的本身。
It's a joy is only something that God has.
这个喜乐是神他才有的。
And the day you says, I believe in Christ, that life came into you.
当你那一天说我愿意信主，那个生命就进到我们里面。
But all of us have experienced the battle in holding on to that joy.
但是我们都经验到这么如何能够将那个喜乐持守住这种的征战。
We try 100 different ways to keep that joy. I want to be joyful today.
我们用尽了各种的方法，想要把这个喜乐持守，说我要天天都要喜乐。
But the life of God cannot be imitated.
但是神的属灵生命是不能够我们去模仿的。
Life cannot be learned.
生命也不是用靠着学习能够学习到的。
This life that we're talking about only comes through conception. It's conceived.
这个生命呢，只能从一个孕育里面产生。
It is born into us when we believe.
是我们接受相信主的时候，这个生命从我们里面就孕育出来。
And it remains in us. It rejoices, and we rejoice, and we rejoice only as we moment by moment believe.
但是我们能够常常回到这个喜乐，不断的喜乐里面呢，就是我们要不断的相信。
And that is accomplished through the next verse, verse 17, pray without ceasing.
那么如何能够常常不断的相信呢？就是我们进到第十七节所讲的不住的祷告。
Each month, you contemplate getting a new cell phone.
每一个月呢，你都
cell phone that you got 2 months ago is already outdated.
你都会常常会接到人家给你的广告，有新的品种的这个手机产生，然后两个月之后又换不同的。
This verse here is the best cell phone you'll ever get.
这个经文是最好的，这个手机是你能够在世上找到的。
It cuts through all the darkness, all the static that's surrounding us, and goes right to heaven. God.I need you.
他不受任何静电的影响，就能够直接把你接通到神的面前，说我需要你。
God enlarged that life in me this morning.
主啊，你在我里面扩大我里面那个生命。
God, I've got 3 appointments this morning. They're very serious. I need your wisdom.
今天我有三个这个 会议，我需要你的智慧。
I need your life.
我需要你的生命。
It doesn't matter what the weather is, how stormy it is, the cell phone always works.
不管天气怎么样的恶劣，这个手机是不都是都能够使用的。
Do you know, brothers and sisters, why our life is so much like this? Up and down, up and down.
你看到我们的生命为什么会常常这么起起伏伏的？
Because we get disconnected.
因为我们的手机常常都是没有办法接通。
Read the verse again. What does it say?
第十七节再念一遍，怎么说的？
Pray without ceasing.
不住地祷告，不住的，就是不停不间断。
As you're changing diapers, Lord, bless this little child.
当你在那里换尿布的时候你也祷告，主啊，你祝福这个小孩子。
As we're walking from one appointment to another, Lord, thank you for grace.
我们从这个医生的这个约这个 appointment 预约里面到另外一个预约，我们也在那里祷告，求你给我恩典。
See, often our prayers are very self-centered. We pray for me.
有时候我们的祷告常常是很自私，就是为自己的祷告。
Quite frankly, man can get along very good without praying.
其实坦白的说，我们没有祷告的话，我们很难跟别人相处的。
Most of us have lived all of our life with very little prayer.
因为我们可能过了很多的年间，我们都很少祷告的。
We're talking this morning about battle for life.
我们今天早上讲到这属灵生命的征战。
It's the life of the Lord Jesus in us that cannot continue without connection.
如果主的我们没有与神接通，那么这个基督的属灵生命呢，就不能够继续的永在我们里面。
His life needs food.
因为我们要喂养这个属灵的生命。
And food comes through our cell phone.
这个属灵生命是从这个 与神接通的这个手机里面出来的。
Lord, feed that life in me. Feed your peace in me.
主啊，来喂养我，把你的平安来喂养我。
Strengthen your joy in me as I go through this difficult time this afternoon.
当我今天下午要面对这个困难的时候，求你在里面来坚固我。
Give me rest.Whatever the environment today.
今天我不管要遇到什么样的环境，求你将你的平安来赐给我。
It's not just praying, Lord, give me a good environment.
不是向神祷告说给我一个好的环境。
That's kind of a childish prayer.
那是一个很小像小孩子那样子的祷告。
But Lord, give me your life so that I can go through any environment today. Hurricanes, storms,Hails, whatever.
主就给我你的力量，让我能够胜过各样的环境啊，暴风啊，龙卷风各样的环境。
And then we come to that last verse. I hope this morning all of us have memorized three verses.
然后我们就进到第十八节，至少我们今天早上能够备注这个的三节经节。
Rejoice always.
要常常喜乐。
Pray without ceasing.
不住地祷告。
Giving thanks.In all things, for this is the will of God.
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里面向你们所定的旨意。
The environment God has put you in today, that's His will for you today.
如果今天把你放在这个环境里面，这是神向你所定的旨意。
If your husband's not treating you fine today, that's the environment God has allowed for you today.
如果今天先生对你不好，那也是神所向你所定的旨意。
Give thanks.
要凡事谢恩。
He willed it.
因为是神向你所定的旨意。
That's the life that is being fought over.
这就是属灵的生命。
And well, I think we all know that it is a battle.
我们现在都明白这是一个征战。
It's very easy to be just like the children of Israel and just murmur for 40 years.
我们很容易就会落入同样的光景，像以色列人在旷野，就是常常、经常的在那里埋怨。
You know, brothers and sisters, tomorrow we can enter this week by saying it's finished.
你知道吗？我们可以进入我们下个礼拜的生命，来说主的工作已经完成了。
Some of you are going through some deep water right now.
或者我们当中会进入一个深水之处。
and you need his life.
你需要他的生命。
Rejoice in your circumstances.
要在你的环境里面常常喜乐，靠主喜乐。
Praying continuously, keep that line open.
不住地祷告，要把那个手机开着。
Giving thanks in all things.
在凡事上谢恩，因为这是神在基督里向你们所定的旨意。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we recognize this morning that there is a battle.
耶稣，我们今天意识到我们在一个征战里面。
Lord, every time in history when your people humble themselves, cry out to you, you respond with life.
但是当你的子民向你屈膝，在那里谦虚的向你来求的时候，你就将你的生命赐给他们。
And this morning we stand in the reality of that finished work of Christ.
今天早上我们要站在你在借着基督所完成的这个得胜里面。
Not just to save us from our sins.
不是要只是仅仅的让我们的罪能够得罪犯得以涂抹。
But to give us life.
但是求你将生命赐给我们。
The love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, the gentleness, the goodness, the faithfulness.The discipline, the wisdom, the righteousness, and justice of God. Thank you, Lord.
仁爱、喜乐、和平、恩慈、良善、节制，将这个生命来赐给我们。
It's your life in us.
是你自己的生命。
Give us, Lord, the simplicity of a child.
给我们一个
just to hold on to it.
像一个孩子的心，紧紧地抓住这个属灵的生命。
By faith.
借着我们的信心。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.